Welcome back to Fun Town, everybody. It's Tuesday for us. It's Wednesday for you. Everybody's here. Jeff Oskey's here, comedian extraordinaire. Jess Osman, lady of radio. Austin Real, fat piece of shit, cheating on his diet.
I ran into an ice cream cake. I had an ice cream cake encounter, and there might have been Swedish meatballs, but I think I'm back on track. Holy I had a big shit. Monday for the diet, and I think I did it. I think we're back.
Yeah? You feeling confident?
I mean, I think it's decent. At one point, I'm not going to lie, I was really proud with how far down I was.
How far at your peak were you down?
10 pounds.
What?
Dang. Already?
Yep.
We do have
my
official
weight. My weight swings 5 pounds all the time anyway.
Oh, okay.
So Jesus. It wasn't that. It, like
Me
10
too.
Pounds
you have
in a
uterus?
Week. Isn't that?
He has two of them.
So, we'll see where we're at.
So I got you. You were allowing yourself a cheat day and it kind
of
grew.
It just got out of control. Mm-hmm. It spiraled through the weekend.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, I'll do a cheat day, but I only had one little thing like Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, well, I only had one little thing Friday night. I'll have something Saturday. And then a couple things Saturday. And then Sunday was bad. It was the snacking. I was eating like little pieces of cookies and shit that thinking I'll just have a bite. And it got me rolling. And then when I saw the ice cream cake on Sunday, I was done.
It's just once you get that taste,
you literally could
just take some cookie dust and put it on your tongue and you're fucked.
Got to keep it all out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still very, like I thought I was doing good until Austin just said he's lost 10 pounds. And I was like, oh, well, I need to do better.
Because... I had to roll back though. I had to. That was like Thursday. So.
My youngest, she's like, you can't eat that. You're on a diet. And I'm like, I can eat whatever. Like, the way I'm looking at it is I used to bring in, let's say, 39,000 calories a day. And now I'm bringing in 10,000. So I'm still high, but I'm not as high as I was.
You
so
went from the calorie intake of a migrating humpback whale to just like an angry bear.
Or a 12-year-old fat kid who never gets out of the house. We have the same calorie intake. But like I said, I thought I was doing good until Austin just said 10 pounds.
I mean, 10 pounds is a lot that quick, but if he rolled back, you might be in good shape.
That's all. I have to guess that I think I'm around 6 or 7, if I had to guess.
Still good. I mean, a pound
a
day
one.
Is
that's what I mean.
Gigantic. So that's a lot. Do you have the official rules now, Jess? Do we need to go over your spreadsheet?
So silly. I was like, I've got this, guys. And then as I realized... all the chatter we did, I'm like, this was awful. We never really established much.
No, we
changing.
Didn't.
I'm on Team Austin. I know that. But no matter I'm chipping
Todd's
in $100
trickery.
Bucks. But it doesn't matter who wins or loses. I want you all to do well. But
I would
Austin,
like to
don't you dare let me down.
Jess, I'd like to follow my first grievance with the weight loss committee in that Todd had my name written on both pieces of paper in each hand.
I was going Team Jeff all the way.
Yay.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know what's better if I work with Jeff, if I just come in every day and slap food out of his hand, like, don't you dare eat that. Or come
in
and bring him cupcakes. And
are you allowed to give him food? Can you bring in food for Jeff to work?
If it's there and he grabs it.
Oh, boy. God, I forgot about that. You have that delicious green room.
Dude,
I have a plant.
Well, and you have a plant. My girlfriend bought Nutter Butters for the first time. She buys them once every 3 months. And that's my fucking downfall is a Nutter Butter. Mm-hmm. And I probably had 12 of them in the last 4 days. Every time I walk by, I have Nutter Butter in the mouth. And I was like, I thought you loved me. I thought you were trying to help me lose weight. You can't come in with the Nutter Butters. That's my downfall. I'm not even a sweets guy, but you get a Nutter Butter anywhere near my face, I'm going at it like I'm a fucking squirrel. I love it.
Jeff,
going nuts.
Who's the most supportive in your household? of this?
Well, I did the youngest. I did I found like a living room workout.
Oh.
Except for she was trying to be supportive, but it was so funny working out with her that I lost coordination during a jumping jack because she was like doing them so off kilter that it got me out of rhythm and I almost fell the fuck over doing a jumping jack because one leg came down as the other one was going up as a hand was going like it. I got shit out of whack.
So you got hypnotized by her lack of coordination.
Yes, also a plant in the house.
Yeah. And then we were doing these things where like your elbows and your palms of your hands are like you're doing a plank, but then you like go up onto your hands and do a push-up and then you go back down to the plank. And she just thought it was hilarious. Jesus. Fat ass, it took me, I had to do like one at a time. I couldn't pop up on both at once. I mean, and she's like just a like
Bruce Lee workout.
Oh yeah, she's like, I do this all day at like gymnastics, like this is nothing. And just like looking at me and taunting me as she's doing push-ups around me. But yeah, it was fun. But she's the most supportive.
See, Jeff's already working out. I haven't even started working out yet, so I gotta incorporate that for sure. If you're doing
well, Austin, I'm up to 10 minutes a day. You better watch yourself. It's a lot of workout. So
I have a sauna suit here somewhere. If somebody wants to borrow it. One of those plastic suits you put on and sweat in.
Please,
dude. My fat brother back in must have been sixth grade because I don't think they had the weight limit in eighth grade. For football, if you were over a certain weight for CYO, you couldn't even play. Sorry, fat kid. You're too big. You're bigger than all the other kids. Like if you weighed like over like 160, you weren't allowed to play basically sixth grade.
What if you were just like a giant kid? Did they get a pass?
No, that was his thing. I remember my dad wrapping my brother in hefty trash bags, duct taping them around and then sticking him in the front seat of my dad's Datsun B210 with the heat on high, like in the middle of August.
Wow.
To get him below the weight so that he could play nativity football that summer. Thank God he went on to become a fucking store manager. So thank God he dropped the weight and made the cut because in sixth grade CYO football.
You know, Jeff, a lot of people don't understand the path to store manager.
It's an arduous one. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, cutting weight back in sixth grade just to make the team.
I used to do it in the shower, put it on, and then you just crank up the shower and get it all steamy in there because obviously you can't afford a sauna, and just do sit-ups and push-ups in there and just drip sweat and sit on the toilet and be miserable with your head in your hands.
Like, what? Yeah. Oh, for wrestling?
For wrestling. And then I did it in the weight loss challenge I had to do, like in the hotel, because I had no way to really, you know, do anything else. So,
no wonder you were miserable.
And it's one thing to do it when you're like 16, but when you're 47, I think I was. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I was like, what have I done to myself? But I want to go with these rules because I think people have a lot of questions. And
including me.
The spreadsheet can iron this out. And clearly, yeah, I have no idea even what the rules are at this point.
Go to the spreadsheet.
Do you like how detailed I was? I'm like, I'm going to whip out an Excel doc.
That was cool.
Share it with Google, I guess. Forgot I put it in a Google doc. Oh, did you want me to go over this?
Yeah.
That would be great. No, man, just look at them.
We just refreshing yourself. Yeah,
read them to your head. Read them.
I want the listeners to take a deep breath and just, you know,
yeah,
go to their happy place. So, well, first off, last week, what you all weighed in, Austin got a new scale, Jeff got a scale or whatever. So Austin was at 217.8, Jeff 220.7. Austin measured his belly and it was 40 inches, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar around his belly. 44.
That's right.
You got to take that into account.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Especially if someone drops 20 inches around there.
I agree. Yeah. That's a feat.
Heck yeah. So the rules starting October 18th going to December 15th, Austin Real and Jeff Oskey will compete in the Funtown Podcast Weight Loss Challenge.
Woo. Yay.
Weighing in once a week and possibly taking measurements. The person who has lost the most weight or inches, body fat percentage, if it's a tie, will be declared the winner. The loser will have to donate $300 towards the winner's choice charity.
Boom.
As well as shave their mustache or have a beard but no mustache, ... something awkward involving facial hair.
I'm down. Except for I think Austin should have to shave the Hitler and wear it around.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Jesus Christ, Jeff.
How about a pencil?
The end of this podcast, because you're on this with me, and I'm going to end up on the internet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I will do the Amish beard.
Okay.
And Austin, what are you going to do?
I'll do you want me to do a pencil thin guy?
Yeah, for what, 6
or
months?
I can curl up the ends. I'm willing to do
that. Well, make yourself more cool.
Oh, yeah. Old timey it up.
I love it.
I'm sorry, I forgot you guys are into old timey popcorn machines and jerky and rock candy and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Just walk around with your penny farthing looking all fucking dapper. Fuck you. How long are we keeping the facial hair?
I don't know, a week?
A month?
Till the first of the year?
I'd say a month at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A month of looking like an idiot.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. And even at any time, Austin, I can text you and be like, let's see that mustache. And you got to send me a selfie, and it better be twirled and out like a douchebag.
Austin has access to that costume stuff, though, because evening with the authors, he's going to get a fake one that's glued on for whenever. And then when he leaves, he comes right off.
Oh, my gosh.
God, this is going to be so. You look so dastardly.
Can it grow out even more, with tails?
Yeah.
The guy from UFC that used to have the big old long.
You want to do a handlebar guy?
Yeah.
The fireman Fu Manchu.
Curl it up and wrap it around your ears.
That'll take a few years.
No, I'm with her. I say you curl it up.
I have hair extensions. I'll get someone to weave it in that you just
How funny would that be?
Oh, that would be cool to get beard or mustache extensions.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to have a big Harley beard for a day.
That'd be fun.
Around. Yeah, like a Sons of Anarchy fucking, you know what I mean?
Todd, what was your best disguise for undercover work? Did you ever wear a disguise or anything?
No, I wish. I would see those movies and they're like, I went to Starsky and Hutch, the movie. Owen Wilson's like, I was sending in my wig guy. He's you got a wig guy? Awesome.
Who does your wig work?
Yeah. I had a disaster today, man. I was like, I'm gonna be super productive today. I got some shit to get done. I'm gonna get it all done. And then I was cleaning out some dishes from the sink, and I was like, put some water in there, and I'm like, oh, water's not going down. That's not good. So then I had a little bit of Drano, put it in there, came back, and the water was gone. And I was like, okay. And I ran the water slow for a little bit. I'm like, oh, it's good. So I'm like, I'll run hot water for a little bit. And I ran out in the garage and I had the hot water going almost on full blast. And I got a phone call. And next thing I know, a half hour later, I'm like, oh shit, I left the water going. But it's cool. It's working. And I, nope, not working anymore. So I have two sinkfuls, even the garbage disposal side full.
Oh,
and I can hear, I see water all over the floor. And I can hear it spraying out against the cabinets under there. So the water had pushed the main pipe trap that comes down from the drain to the curve that goes to the P trap had disconnected, and it was just going just shooting out like crazy. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm trying to fit together. I can't do it. It just won't stop. So I'm like, finally, I just stand there and just watch the sinks drain till they're all gone. And I'm like, all right, fuck. So I get a bunch of towels, every towel I own, and they're mopping it up. I get a moving blanket finally because I'm out of towels, put it down. So it's all soaked up. And then there's probably 472 items underneath the sink for some reason. Like, I haven't even looked under there since I became single. But it's just an incredible amount of stuff. To include a strainer that fits perfectly in your drain to keep food from going down it so your sink doesn't get clogged. So I found that in the very back. Oh. So I get all this shit out, you know, and everything that, you know, the aluminum foil things. Which some reason we had 7 rolls of aluminum
Grandpa's
foil.
Grandpa's coin collection. Yeah.
So rolls of aluminum foil were just getting hidden. We just kept buying new ones. So they're all, the cardboard's just gone. So
but the foil's still good.
Yeah, but I'm
you're
just
heavy
throwing
on
shit
foil
away.
Now. That's never bad news.
Yeah. So I get all that out on the counters and stuff. And then I go buy 2 giant things of Drano. And I call my buddy Rich Reagan's casinos, everything about shit. So I'm like, what do I do? Is this piece supposed to be glued together? And he's like, nope, top one, no. It's got to, you know, be free to be moved. He's like, yeah, PVC. He's like, yeah. He's like, none of it's glued together. You just screw it. And I'm like, okay. So I do the Drano thing, like a whole giant vat of it. Still not working right. So finally I'm like, fuck it. I noticed I have a toilet auger, a 6-foot one to ream out, you know, your toilet when it gets plugged, because my son used to plug this toilet all the time mm-hmm. when he lived here. So I get it, take everything apart, and I get that thing in there like 6 feet, and I'm just cranking, and this black sludge is coming out of the pipe. Just it looked like when snow has been on top of leaves for an entire season. Black shit that's left over. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, and it stinks. So I get all that up, and now it works. So that was my day. Like 5-6 hours, no big deal.
Yeah.
At least you fixed it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to call a plumber. That's pretty
no,
cool.
No, I had made my mind up. I'm not calling a plumber. I'll start tearing out drywall.
So before. The drains work now.
Yeah, it works now. Yeah.
Similar, not to one up you, but I'm going to. This was not today, but in the last month or two, and maybe I talked about it on here. I was so pissed. I talked about it everywhere. We had just gotten like a brand new septic put in. I'm a hillbilly. I live in the country. I got a septic system. Fuck off. So, but all of a sudden, one more, like, shit's coming up through the drains. I'm like, we just got a new fucking septic system. How the shit fuck is this happening? And, I guess my lady didn't realize that they were backed up, even though they were backed up. And so she started a load of laundry at the same time. Oh. And so anyway, long story short, I had to go out, open my lid. There's a strainer in there because I have like a grinder pump or whatever. And so there's a strainer that you have to make sure no like solids get into it and fuck your pump up.
Tampon applicators, probably.
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that.
I got called out for that. Thank you, my dad.
So I pull that out and I clean it off, and it's that black sludge of mm-hmm. shit. And it's in the yard, and I'm trying to put it back together, and all of a sudden I look over, and my all-white golden doodle is just on her back, just rolling, just like, oh my God, is it fucking Christmas? This is the shittiest smell I've ever smelled in my life. Roll, roll, roll. And I'm going, get the fuck out of the goddamn. Roll, roll. From her nose to her tail, covered in just shit, literal shit.
Jesus.
Black shit sludge. Oh my God. It was horrible. Like, I was just like, yeah, because my day couldn't get any fucking worse. Oh, wait. Yeah, it can. Motherfucker. So at least you didn't have a dog doing a backflip around in it while you were trying to.
I thought you were going to say tampons, because everybody knows that has a septic that has like teenage daughters that usually get some.
My dad didn't give me the warning until him and the guy that was farming on the property. He's like, Jessica, you can't flush things. I go, what are you talking about? He's like, your lady products. I'm like, but what? He's like, they're floating in the septic tank. And I'm like,
yep.
Trying to count how many he probably found. And I'm like, oh.
How old am I?
I was like, well, what if it was mom? I guess it wouldn't be her. Damn.
Now, I'm Jessica, like, no, your lady products is causing problems again.
Oh, it's so awkward for him vagina. To bring that up.
God damn it, Jessica.
Basically, he's like, your lady things. And I'm like, okay, noted. And I'm mortified because not only did he find all the applicators, so did Brad. So
my father-in-law calls those sewer mice. and I'm not even joking, or septic mice. I'm sorry. He calls them septic mice. So we've had septic issues since I moved in. My father-in-law owns the house. So about once every 6 months, he has to come down. And every time he's like, you got to tell these girls they can't be flushing their... Never once in 5 years have we ever found a tampon in there. Every time, you got to talk to these girls. You can't. They can't be flushing their, you know, their lady stuff down the toilet. I'm like, no one's flushing their shit down the toilet. Like, there's not even any in here. But every time he's like, you see septic mice down there? To the guy, the guy's like, they all they laugh like they're 60-year-old men talking about ladies, you know.
Oh no!
Hey, let's blame it on the ladies somehow.
I just realized that it wasn't just the plastic applicators he was probably talking about, because now that I think about it, I probably just flushed everything like goodbye.
Yeah, that's the issue.
String. My bad.
Yeah.
That's even more embarrassing.
Those are called septic mice, apparently.
Sick. Oh, well, deal
because
with
of the little tail hanging off of it.
I love it. Septic mice.
That's every hilarious. Time. Now, Jeff, you gotta talk to Maggie. She can't just be. I'm like, Jim, she's not. She's a grown ass woman. We know. We're aware that you can't just. Well, they aren't accidentally getting flushed.
What vagina ruined my day, Jeff? You tell me what vagina it was that fucked my day up, and I'll leave.
At least my pads never made it to the septic tank.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they would have made them through the line. Like, that would have gotten halfway and just balled up.
I just walk away from that toilet, be like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I wonder if they find condoms and shit in there all the time. Guys that clean out septic, do they dissolve? Do condoms? They don't dissolve, right?
I don't think so. Maybe if you're...
That would be bad. That would defeat the purpose, I guess. When it got wet, if it dissolved.
Gotcha.
It's like those new straws from Starbucks. You got like 3 hours, and then this thing's just dissolving on you. Like, it's not.
Yeah. We worked a murder one time, and it was at a truck stop, and somebody said they saw a bloody towel in the trash in the men's room, and it wasn't there anymore. So we had to, there's a dumpster there, and I was dressed up because I didn't know there a murder had happened. I was coming off vacation. My buddy came in ready, like blue jeans, boots, and all that. And I was like,
you're in jams.
Looks like you got to get in the truck stop dumpster. And he's a clean freak. He's like OCD, like crazy. And he had to get in there. He got these, at the time, they issued us these overalls. They were stupid looking, like gas station overalls and state police patches on them. And he had those on, and he's in there, and he kept going, and I'm like, dude. And there was, I was like, dude, you have mayonnaise on your leg. And he was like, what? And I go, he goes, shut the fuck up, man. I'm about to throw up. And I go, you know, I'm serious. You have mayonnaise on your leg. He's like, shut up. I'm not even looking. And I'm like, there's something on your leg. And he looked down, and there was a condom on his leg and a mayonnaise packet, like a helmet, like next to each other. And I'm like, I don't know what it is. You have both. Oh, Jesus.
You just ruined condoms and mayonnaise for me, all in one.
I didn't even see the condom. I thought it was funny that it was a mayonnaise packet.
What a poor bastard.
He went down, he was like,
Be a germaphobe and get assigned that. Yeah, hop in the dirty dumpster and find the bloody rag for us.
Couldn't have picked a better guy. And then somebody said, well, you know, that's the second dumpster. We had the one hauled off like 2 hours ago. We had to go to Ray's Trash Service on the giant skids, you know, the conveyor things that where all the dumpsters are emptied on, and then it
no, we don't know, Todd. I don't know. We never ran down.
I didn't know either until I went there. So there's a giant skid. It's as far as the eye can see, and trucks just come in and dump their dumpsters into that, and then this giant like block thing just continually like slowly moves and pushes the trash off the skid down into the landfill. So we had to halt that from happening and go with shovels and go up and down that skid and like looking for a bloody towel. I mean, this is almost a football field like length. I'm like, this is stupid, but it's what you do for a bloody towel. No, no bloody towel. I think they made it up.
Dude, there are stories all the time. Well, not all the time. I'd say we get like two a year at Bob and Tom where a woman has like lost her wedding ring or took it off and it somehow ended up in the trash. And they're like, oh, yeah, your trash got picked up on Tuesday. Like, it's in this area right here. And they just section off an area in the landfill. And these people go and they find their shit. And you're like, oh my God, how did you find a diamond ring in a landfill? And they fucking do. It's crazy to me that people find anything in those things.
I know, because I'm wondering, like, why does that exist? Why wouldn't you, I guess maybe you can't get that close to the edge with a truck or something to dump in there. But I'm like, do you guys just go through all this shit? Like, well, is there anything in here we might want? Like, everybody gets an hour and grab a shovel.
It's like that coin game at the festival, just slowly pushing the Rolex closer and closer. And if you run out and grab it before it goes over, it's yours.
It's wild.
So did you have to do a lot of gross stuff as a cop?
Diving was gross sometimes when I was a diver, like, because every... like a lot of ponds are just nothing but fucking goose shit, like a foot deep at the bottom, especially like golf course ponds. The worst. So you'd come up and you're just covered like I look like your golden doodle. Or just like, oh, this is all duck shit, isn't it? Like, I don't know where to move. And somebody would hose you down.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you ever find a different body than you were looking for? Like, you were, like, diving for a body, and you're like, no, but I found this one. Like, and just, like,
with a foot.
Yeah. I guarantee you that's happened. I never found a body, luckily, because I guess it's the worst thing in the world, because the water here is so black. Either you grabbed hold of something that freaks you out, but a lot of stories are you end up face-to-face because you can only see, like, 3 inches in front of you, and it's like, boom! Because the joke is, like, when you see all the bubbles just poof, furiously coming to the top, you're like, oh, you found it. You know, because you're screaming underwater.
That's the joke.
Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Hilarious.
But I found a gun one time that a spree killer used. He went up and down I-70. He was a truck driver. And he would stop at like either rest areas or truck stops. And he was just shooting people. Like, he just went on a spree from like Pennsylvania to Illinois. I don't know how many people he killed. But then, so the Illinois State Police had gotten him, and he confessed and said that he took the gun apart in the three major components and threw them in three different bodies of water. And one of them was along I-70, like before you get to Greenfield, Indiana, like if you were driving east, and there's an overpass there with a big creek that runs under it.
Right. So
I get there early and we're like, oh, this is a real deal dive, finally. Cause usually it's just piece of shit, you know, oh, somebody threw a bunch of old vending machines from this burglary in the river over here or whatever. So I'm like, this is a real deal, man. This is a real deal thing. So me and my buddy are the first two to get there, way there before everybody else. And we're just standing on the overpass, and there was these giant carp. I mean, huge, like King's Island, you know, crappie, you know, like that big. And we're just watching them swim, and I see a flash of something metal, and I go, I think that's the upper receiver to that gun. And he's like, what? And he's like, oh, I think it is. So we walk down there. It's literally an ankle deep water.
Take off the tanks.
Water dive.
Everybody shows up. These troopers, these detectives from Illinois came. And when everybody arrives and they walk down, and we're like, got it. And like, where is it? I'm like, right between my legs.
Quick, Todd, get your shit all wet before they get here. We don't want to fucking
around. I wanted to get down in the water with just my snorkel and be like, poof, poof, got it. So Jess, what do we got? Like, we're not losing weight. I mean, you might be. I don't know what you're doing in your personal life, but
I like we're not. Shot, I get it.
We're not in the challenge. And I keep gaining weight. I feel like I should start doing something. Maybe
yeah,
I'll.
Me too.
Dude, we got to get your candy table over to you. I got it out in the garage. I could have given it away. I need to bring it. I'm going to bring it to work. And then after work, we'll meet. I'll run it by your house one day.
Can you bring it? Yeah, just
yeah, I'll bring it
you
bring week. It,
just text me. Or I'll come get it from there. You don't even.
Yeah,
you,
look I how think, excited you are. Like, when is it now?
I think you need a candy table. Fuck the wait.
I so do.
Okay, first of all, it's been a bad year for everybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If anyone deserves a candy table this year, it's fucking Todd McComas.
That's right. Yeah.
Don't worry about your weight. Eat your weight in candy for the next 6 months and then over. Worry about your weight.
I like
you
that.
Got time. You're young.
Because you know how fucking horrible it is to be laying there watching a movie in bed and have to lean over and like stretch as far as you can to the side of the bed, to the floor to grab your vat of peanut M&Ms. Like if I had the table, it would be, I could just
right there.
I wouldn't have to break eye contact with the movie. I could just go over, feel it, grab it.
You aren't going to pull a muscle, slip a disc.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can. I convince myself when I have to do something like that, which I'll do that. Well, if I do one side bend, it's not so bad. It's like I'm working out just to get the food. But usually I'll wake up in the middle of the night. I don't care what time it is. 2 a.m. because I wake up twice in the middle of the night now. Once to pee and once because I just wake up and I don't know what to do. So at 2 a.m, I'll wake up, pee, and I'll come down here and look for food. Like popsicles or if there's a little ice cream cup. I'm like, that sounds delightful.
Mm.
And then go back to bed, wake up a couple hours later, and then just sit in bed like, why am I awake? Maybe it's a dream. Maybe I'm just warm.
Yeah, I have to be careful with certain movements, though, like at my because it's fine when I'm regularly working out. But now that I'm not, like the other day, we were in Alabama and we were unloading stuff from the truck and I was just sitting on the tailgate and I like pushed up with both hands just to plop myself off the edge. And it felt like I just shredded each pec muscle in my chest. It was like, and I was like, oh my God, did I just tear both pecs, like fucking lifting my body up off the edge of this truck? Like, that's how bad I've gotten. So I got to do something to get my body. But what if I get attacked? What if someone breaks in my house and
you're done.
I spring into action? I'm like, oh, my hammy. And I go to the ground. I'm like, don't.
Springing is going to kill you, Todd. Don't spring into action.
No, I want to be able to spring
get out of your
again.
Chair into action.
I'm coming for you. Don't move.
I just
move.
Want to be able to have the ability to spring.
Okay. Individually, I think I know where Todd and Austin stand. Maybe I'm wrong, but tonight you're alone in your home. You're asleep. Someone's breaking in your house. What's your move? Mine? Fucking hide. I've been thinking about it lately. I don't want confrontation. I used to be like, oh, I'm going to grab a bat, wait behind the door. They come through the door, clock them with the fucking bat. Now I think I'm just going to hide under the bed. Is that manly?
Well, I would say it's manly, but it's probably smart.
I think it's.
But they're going to look under the bed, right? That's people keep valuables under the bed.
I think it's pragmatic.
I don't know why you'd give away your routine. Why would you even let people know what you would do?
Well, maybe I'm not going to be in the bed. Maybe I'm going to be in the closet. They're looking under the bed. I come out. It's a fucking.
What if?
Yeah.
Let's compromise. What if you hide under the bed, but you also have like a razor knife, like a straight razor, and when they walk by, you cut their Achilles tendon.
Like they used to do at Washington Square Mall.
Yeah.
Like, was that the rumor?
I heard it was Glendale.
Well, don't go shopping this Christmas because somebody's laying under cars, slitting people's Achilles.
Anytime I went up to my car, literally, I think since college, I would always look under it before I got close to it.
Well, you're a woman. You should do that no matter what.
Yeah, you should be.
And look in your back seat and all that bullshit that you guys shouldn't have to do.
I bet it takes a lot of muscle to cut through an Achilles tendon. I bet that's...
You think?
No.
With one of those straight razors, though, like a barber straight razor, I bet that goes through like butter. And once you just get it started, it probably pops, you know, because it's stretched so tight the way it is.
Yep.
A paper cup would stop me. I'd be like, Allie,
you do that, and then you grab their wallet and you make off with their Best Buy purchase. That's, that's worth causing someone.
So basically, you slit somebody's Achilles tendons, right? And they start bleeding everywhere, making a puddle of blood that you basically have to crawl through to immediately access.
Now, right?
And then you take their iPod or whatever bullshit it was back then. Probably a Zune is probably what you got.
And what if you miss? Because it's going to be tight under there. So what if the person's like real quick, it's like you miss and then you get backed up over?
Oh, yeah. That'd be my move.
I don't think these gangbangers
were. There's no way you'd be like, hey, man, sorry. I was trying to cut your tendons. So you'd be like,
I was reaching for this $100 bill I dropped and it blew away.
Yeah, I ended up under your Honda.
Yeah.
What if you're in a pair of Tims? And they try to do it, and like, you ain't going through my Timberlands.
Mm-mm. No,
like my ankles are safe.
I'm only going to wear Timberlands from now on, just in case.
Lot of denim would be a problem too.
Yeah, heavy denim. That's another
raw denim.
Maybe I'll start sleeping in heavy denim. That'll save me from the burglars.
Like a denim jumpsuit all the time.
Are you concerned someone's going to break in?
No, I was just thinking, I've run, like you, Jess, sometimes I can't sleep, so I've run scenarios that will never happen ever in a million years until for 2 or 3 hours in my head in the middle of the night and have arguments with people that are never going to happen and shit like that.
I'm not judging. I'm just concerned because I think it's all rational.
So the other day I was like, dude, you can't find it. Like somebody breaks in, like, you can't make it to, it's not like I live in a manor and they're on the east side of, the house and I can sneak down and grab
a conservatory.
Yeah. Like I have 900 square feet. If I'm up, they're up. We're going to see each other. Like there's right. no,
Jeffrey,
like,
get my elephant gun. I believe there's somebody in East Wing.
So I was like, I wonder if I just hid in the closet, if that's just what's best, like just to like hide behind my clothes and just wait it out until they get their shit and leave.
Maybe I have 3 guns, but I always wonder, like, will I wake up? And when I do wake up, if I do wake up, will I be kind of, cause I'm not like, I don't instantly wake up and I'm fucking there. You know what I mean? Like I'm kind of in a fog for a minute or two.
Yeah.
So I think I might wake up and then I'll lean up on the bed and I'll probably die. Like right there, they'll just kill me right there within like arm's reach of 3 guns that are in the drawer,
Cause you'll be in candy coma.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh man, wait. And then you'll have a cramp and you're like,
That's what I should do is throw M&Ms all across the floor. Hey. So when they walk in, they'll be like, oh. That's me assuming that every burglar breaks in barefooted.
So basically, you're going to do sort of a Scooby-Doo level home defense move.
Yeah. I'll lay down jacks like Home Alone. And, yeah. Guns at home, right, Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a little kid, so you got to keep yours probably locked away.
You got to keep them locked up in places. But yeah, I got one in this room. So,
oh, really?
That'd be my move. Just go get the gun and go upstairs.
Do you have them everywhere, like duct taped under the table and shit? Like,
yeah.
I always kept one under the mattress in the crib. That way the baby's never expecting to look there. They're going through your room trying to find the gun. Yeah. So I always hid the gun in the baby's room. That way it's not looking and it's in my room. No, sorry, dumb baby. It's actually in your crib. You could have had the gun the whole time.
This is such a clean plan and idea that it makes complete sense to people like CPS or any other type of social services when they find a gun.
Bailey was a baby, I had a baby shoulder holster. And I would put it in there because when I would hold him, in case we were attacked while I was holding him, I could reach in from his shoulder holster.
Wow. Yeah. That's super adorable. Or I'd be
like, no, here, take the baby. And then my hand would be right there. And I'd be like,
sort of a John McClane type moment. Yeah. Where he's like, boom, guess what?
Bailey takes all the splatter.
And then he grew up to be Dexter.
Yeah.
See, I think I would just fire off a round, though. But I don't know.
I would scream real loud, I got a gun, just fucking leave, go to a different house, and I would rack it real loud, and hopefully that solves it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be shooting somebody in my home. For one, I'm going to have to fucking move because I'm going to be haunted now. My house is going to be haunted,
Right.
I mean? Oh, yeah.
You got to clean that mess up.
Yeah. I'm not even going to want this house anymore. So the last thing I want to do is shoot somebody in there.
To quickly just sort of argue, like do voices and do two sides of an argument and then go, is that a gun? And then shoot it and then do it. Oh my God, you killed me. And see if you can scare him off that way.
You're doing improv in the bedroom while the burglars are out.
I got shoes up on the wall. I got hats all around. I'm ready to go. I got a whole backstory.
Yeehaw, Jebediah, we got us a fresh one. Yeah, we do. Oh man, that'll be so much fun.
your wife joins in. You're like, you aren't part of the skit. Shut up.
You're going to home.
You aren't yes them. Anding.
Yeah. Hold the YouTube video. Just let that play. Uh-huh. Or you can always just try to call 911 with your cell phone.
Well, that's what I'm doing while I'm hiding.
It's true.
Yeah. I'm calling while I'm hiding, or I'm texting while. Actually, that's what made me think of it, is they've been running a commercial nonstop about, if you need 911, you can text.
Yeah.
You know, in case you're like hiding in a closet or something. Right. And that's what I was like, you know what? That's what I should do. I should be a bitch and hide in the closet.
Yeah.
I'll probably die going, hey, is somebody in here? And then stab in the neck. Yeah, right here, motherfucker.
You would forget and have your dinger on, so it'd be like, click, 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 click. Are you texting from in the closet? No. No.
You got me. He's in my garage. Yeah. He's in my kitchen. He's in the hallway. He's standing in front of this weird
door. Like a trap door in your closet. So if you go to the far end, you put something up that looks like drywall, but really you're behind it.
Like a panic room.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, if they look here, I won't be here.
If I had money, I would have a panic room. But here's what I always thought too. Why not make your like panic room or your escape room like your master bedroom? Because you're likely to get attacked at night. Like you should just have a vault door already with the code and shit.
Right. You know what I mean? I'm with you, man.
It's always someplace like in a mansion, like down at the bottom level in the corner, you know, behind a bookcase. Like, yeah, but you got to run 3 miles to your giant mansion to get to it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm jumping out the window. If they're coming up the stairs, bye.
Just going to dive right through.
Yep. And just going to run. I might break my leg, but I think during that time, adrenaline will take over and the tuck and roll will just come as an instinct.
You should start taking parkour. Just in case.
Parkour?
Yeah, you should take parkour classes. I didn't know it was
actual class. Heck yes, I will.
I've never considered parkour as a defensive home invasion.
I thought that's just what squirrels do off the trees. Like, they run, like, parkour, get that parkour. But I will definitely do it.
I mean, they have video. You can just study videos on YouTube. And then just in case it happens, and then you could Spider-Man your ass out of there.
Spider-Man I'm in the passenger seat of your car. Not anymore. Bye. I don't care that I'm going 60 miles an hour or whatever.
Yeah. Tuck and roll.
Yeah. Man. They can jump so high up and hit and not get hurt. That little tuck and roll they do when they hit, it's incredible. I can watch it all day.
I'll just get my unicycle and jump out the window, and then I'll land on the wheel.
Whoa, yeah.
Dude.
And everything will be better.
I think you could creep them out with a unicycle. Just like if you just get in position so they open the door.
Especially if you can juggle.
With a knife on a unicycle. Like, let's go, motherfucker. Yeah. They leave.
You want to get nuts? Come on. Yeah. Let's get nuts. Oh, my God. That's a good idea. They're like, we're not messing with her. She's got a freaking unicycle. Yeah. And she was waiting for us. What a weirdo. If
you acted all too happy for them to be there, they'd be like, oh, let's get the fuck out of here.
I've been waiting for you all day.
Will you choke me first?
I love you.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Daddy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my gosh. I have had nightmares 3 nights in a row. And we've been watching a lot of scary movies.
Mm-hmm. Halloween season.
But for some reason, 3 nights in a row, just weird, weird, scary movies. Whether someone's trying to call me from beyond the grave, and it shows up, caller ID is like, it literally says beyond the grave. And I'm like, what the deuce?
How can you get your phone to read that to call people? How awesome would that be? Like, you just start calling people, it's just beyond the grave. And they're like, what the fuck?
But I know I'm going to have a dream tonight now of someone breaking in. And I do wake up and hear stuff. Like, maybe that's what it was at 2 a.m. or something. Someone was pounding on a door in our neighborhood. I know it. And maybe they were just trying to wake someone up. But I'm thinking, oh, heck no. There's home invasions happening. I need to be ready.
Yeah.
For when they come here. And I'm not going to the window.
No.
I don't want to help.
Don't. I've been watching scary movies, too. And I watched that new one with Kevin Bacon, like, You Should Have Left or whatever it's called.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Was it good?
Well, I'm all about Kevin Bacon. I love Kevin Bacon. And of course, he's great acting-wise in it, whatever. But so many scary movies nowadays have like this ending that's not fucking scary. It's like, how to teach you a lesson from that fucking thing you did back in the day. And then, you know, once you figured it out, everything's okay. You know, it's like... No, I want people, you know, I want it to be fucking paranormal or some shit, you know? and it's all this spiritual thing where it resolves itself at the end. You're like,
and you just want it to be an angry, ungrowing type of poltergeist. That's
just like the movie Poltergeist. They had to go at war with the poltergeist and pull their kids through the freaking wormhole or whatever.
Zero growth there. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't like, have you guys remember when you cheated on your wife? Okay. Well, if you come to terms with that and be a good person, we'll go away. You know, it's like,
oh, a moral of a story.
Yeah. It's like, what are we doing? So
what do you think is your scariest movie experience, Jess?
I get weirded out about, okay, Heredity was weird when she was crawling on the ceiling. I just freak out. I was like, I can't see this, but I don't like the jump scares. Like when you just jump cut to something, just something crazy is happening. The mirrors, I'm ready for the mirror crap, but the scariest Paranormal Activity, our bedroom is set up the exact same way as that hallway. And I used baby powder all the time before I knew that it could give you cancer. And I was so freaked out that there was going to be footprints walking into our bedroom. I just left the hallway light on all night for like a few weeks.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And then the movie, The Strangers.
Oh.
I told Donnie, I go, yeah, I can handle this. I already knew what it was kind of about. And he's like, I don't know if you want to watch this. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Let's do it. He rents it off of like Xbox or whatever. And, you know, 20 minutes into it, you cut to Liv Tyler and there's a dude behind her with a sack on his head already in the house. I just started bawling. I was like, turn it off.
This is a scary movie.
Wait, 20 minutes in, you called it quits?
That time, I was like, I can't do this. It freaks me out. I don't like when all of a sudden you just see that they're there and I know it's going to happen. The movie Signs got me. All of a sudden it cut to an alien walking across the doorway and I'm like, scare the crap out of me.
That's a pretty solid Signs alien impression too, because that motherfucker is strolling like Bigfoot.
He just like, sup. And
yeah,
like,
it was the total Bigfoot shot. Yeah. Poltergeist scared the fuck out of me because I was probably 13 or 12, I don't know, some that age then, and I was still kind of a wuss, you know. And I fucking was terrified. I didn't sleep for months, I don't think. And I think I told you this, but my sister had a clown collection in her. We shared a room. And I was like, oh my God, great. You know, because that scene where the clown chokes the little boy, tries to kill him. I'm like, all these clowns are coming to life. This is awesome. So what about you guys? What one grabbed you?
I went to see the new Halloween, right? And didn't get to go to the showing that I thought I was going to get to go to. So I had to go to one that was like 15 minutes earlier and just taking a bunch of fucking rips off this vaporizer thing before the vapo lung scare of 2019 or 2020, whatever.
Who would have thought that?
But so I was riding high. There's a preview that ran before that movie that I actually saw somebody wrote an article about, where this little kid in the middle of the night goes to run down the hallway to his mom and he kind of steps from like the moonlight coming through the window into the shadow and you lose track of him. And then he stands up in front of her. It's like a grown man who's the whole crowd was talking. And when that moment happened, it went silent because we were all frozen with fear.
Whoa.
This is the scariest part of the whole night. Nothing in the movie was even anywhere near as scary. It actually made the movie kind of funny after that.
Right.
It's like when a comedian goes in and crushes and no matter how many people are left, the show's over.
Right. Right. Yeah.
They crushed with the preview with the little boy turning into the man. Yeah.
I don't watch scary movies. Like
you never have.
I mean, I've watched, you know, here or there one, but like if somebody's like, hey, we can watch a action adventure or a comedy or a scary movie, I'm gonna pick anything but a scary movie, unless it's like first date type thing, you know, where you want her to like curl up. But the problem is, no woman's going to be impressed watching a scary movie with me because I'm going to be just as fucking scared as they
are. No. They'll be like, oh, that's so sweet. He's sensitive. He's doing this to make me feel better.
Yeah.
Because I like watching them. Donnie's like, no, you don't. I'm like, look, I do enjoy it. I just also know I'm going to get freaked out.
That's how I was as a kid. I couldn't not watch them. like I was compelled to watch them, and it would just terrify me for the longest. And I swear, like, movies back then were way scarier than they are now. Like, there were, we had Friday the 13th, The Nightmare on Elm Street, the Halloween movies, and I mean, that's, everyone was terrifying, I thought, anyway. I don't know, maybe I was just because I was younger, but when I watch scary movies now, that's the reason I don't watch them now, is because they almost always suck. Every now and then you'll get a good one, but not very often. Usually yeah. they're bad.
The new ones, I feel like, are more realistic, like stuff that can actually happen, like, you know, a ghost walking around your house ready to kill you.
Right.
Oh, man. But then what was, we were even, it's just that I don't like the, how real it can be, because okay, we'll watch Ghost Adventures. I don't mind watching it till all of a sudden they're like, let's freeze this. Now you see this photo, now watch this black image move, and you're like, son of a, it's moving. I mean, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely moving. I'm like, that's what I get goosebumps and I freak out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, turn the lights on.
It can't be real. I feel like the government would just shut all that down if it was real.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
You can't. There's too many of them.
I still say, how come like no one's ever came home and like, oh, the ghost made my bed, I got the best ghost ever in this house, they picked up while I was gone, like they didn't yeah. like make a there's not one good person who got caught on this side, and like your mom passed and now she comes back and like you get home from work and you got fucking cookies like on the counter cooling. Where's that ghost at? I want that ghost.
Right, Jeff,
would you ever date a ghost?
Sure. Yeah, probably.
What if there's an angry lady ghost in your house that's like, you got to bang me every night or I'm going to terrorize your family?
I probably.
Succubus, I'd give it a shot. Jeez.
I'd give it a shot. Why not?
Go for it. I'd probably give it a run, too. I don't know if that's cheating, really. It's a ghost.
There's a woman somewhere in the world who... she ended up marrying a ghost, but she just got divorced from the ghost because he was like too horny and wanted to bang all the time, and she couldn't deal with all the giving all the ghost pussy up.
Shut
and
up.
That's
just
true.
Shut up. Please.
I'm not making it up. Like,
not you. Just go away.
This sounds like some bullshit she made up after the marrying the ghost buzz died down.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean,
that could be a lot of strain, though, of being married to a ghost. You know,
I'm sorry. And it was a pirate ghost.
Yeah. It was a pirate from like the pirate days.
Yeah. Yeah, and he like an actual marriage. Pirate that
well, of course he wanted to fuck all the time. That's what pirates do.
They pillage. But do you it would put a lot of stress on you, strain.
She said the plundering was just, she just couldn't deal with all the plundering
and the hug. The hug was
oh my god,
roll over, gotta
finger me with the other hand.
Get like, ghost
not your again. Hook hand.
You imagine her with her like her friends. It's kind of like, you know, that friend, the old joke, like, oh, she lives in Canada. You wouldn't know her. So I was like, no, he's a ghost. You can't see him, but he's awesome. Okay, whatever, Linda.
He has values from another time. Yeah. Understand. How well, bad would you be, though, if you did have a hook hand pirate and you die and you don't get your hand back? You just get a ghost hook.
Right. That would fucking suck. And the peg leg. Why don't I have my body parts back?
No, that goes back to Jess talking about how like, I would think it was adorable if the guy was scared too. You women say that. You guys say like, oh, I want a man who's caring and shit and who's sensitive. And then the first time you fucking cry in front of them, they're like, oh, you little bitch. Are you crying like a little bitch? And you're like, I thought you wanted a dude who cries like a little bitch. And you're like, you're crying, being a little bitch.
If you're crying but still killing the spiders, I'm cool.
Okay. No, I remember once. Right, I had just gotten done watching Oprah, and I was bawling. Like, I was bawling. It was like a great Oprah. And my ex-wife comes through the door, and she goes, are you fucking crying again? You're watching Oprah again? Oh, my God. No wonder she never banged me again. Like, it was just one of the most emasculating things to her, the fact I would be crying watching Oprah. Well, I had a baby. I was holding a baby. Like, I wasn't just, like, watching Oprah on my own, baby-free, which I would have. But,
okay.
Were you like, shut up, I just had a baby.
Yeah, I'm like,
I had a baby, Jeff.
Sorry, my nipples are still sensitive. You better not be trying to breastfeed the baby again.
Oh. Just trying to get close to your little boy.
Oh my gosh.
Just trying to bond.
Oh. Are you
Hey, have you seen the Adam Sandler Halloween movie, Jess?
Yeah, I have.
Couple and it I worked it. For you?
You loved yeah. it?
I well,
of course
it.
You would. But
it was super serving the Sandler verse, like the fans. Like it pulled in so many Easter eggs. It was great.
Because he does the voice the whole time, right? Bobby Boucher.
Like, it was kind of like Canteen Boy.
Ah,
yeah. Little SNL throwback. That's what it okay. seemed
really?
Like.
Mm-hmm. But without the overt going to be touched by a scout leader type
Correct.
Feeling.
Yes. Good.
The good old days of comedy, man. Come on.
Yeah, before we realize certain comedy tropes are very, very, very true.
Yeah. yeah.
And therefore not as funny.
Yeah.
Right. I got to, you guys got to weigh in, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
We should hit the weigh in here. I'm dying to see if Austin's still anywhere near that 10 pounds.
All right, incredible. let's have Austin go. Wow, Austin Holy gets naked shit. Way too quick.
You should do the whole podcast pants, like that.
He was only wearing a shirt and his little undies. It's like,
yeah, he's been pantsless the whole time.
Oh, and listeners that are trying to participate in this challenge along with Jeff and Austin, yeah, don't try to lose 10 pounds in a week.
No, don't. It was bad. It wasn't a good idea.
What Take were you time. Doing?
I just was eating better.
Or That's nothing.
It? And less? As
no,
well,
I was
or
eating.
Just better?
Oh, yeah. Eating way more normal portions like a human should eat. But oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Actually, I did find this stuff made by a company called Huel, and it's their hot and savory. It's pretty good. It's like you cook it. Similar to like an oatmeal type process. You put mm-hmm. water in it, throw it in the microwave, heat it up, let it sit there for a couple minutes.
I tell you, Herculean on the northeast side, it's where Morty's used to be, you know, in that mm-hmm. parking lot. They have the giant truck or whatever. Mm-hmm. That place, those ready-to-go meals, like when you buy enough of them, they're only like $7 a piece.
$8.99.
Great. I mean, they go up.
Oh. Well, let's put it this way. So Chris Spangle, you guys know, a few of you know Chris from my work. That's where he gets his lunches from. And we had a freezer full of those meals. And then COVID hit and he wasn't allowed to come back in the building.
Oh.
And so like
tied up in there.
And you couldn't really go out to eat. I still was going in every day. And around noon, I get super hungry. I've been up since 4 a.m. And so one day I text him, I go, hey man, I'm gonna have one of these pork and mac and cheese. I'll just pay you for it. He's like, cool. So cut to a month and a half later. Hey, dude, I ate all of your meals. How much do I owe you? And it was like $140 yeah. what I owed him. So I had to PayPal him.
Like if you're losing weight, those things are perfect, though. They dude, taste good and they're good for you.
They're perfect. They mm-hmm. are so good. Mm-hmm. I love them. They're really good. But you're like, yeah, if I only had like three more of these, this would be like the perfect lunch.
Okay. Oh.
All right. Austin's
Let's see what you weigh.
I wish we had a drum roll. Maybe I can find one and put it in.
Go for it.
Austin was 217.8.
I'm going to say 218.1. I'm going to say put a pound on.
I'm going to say 216. He's going to cry.
211.
Either way, I bet he cries. That's
And that's okay if he does.
And that's okay. Dude, Oprah, I don't know who does. And what's funny, my only TV appearance ever was on this Nickelodeon thing. And I'm outside before the show and I'm smoking. And there's this guy standing there smoking with me. And he goes, hey, I'm looking forward to doing the show. I'm the executive producer. And I go, oh, hey, nice to meet you. And he hands me a business card. What's that say? Just tell us. We trust you.
211.4.
Woo. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Oh. I was the closest without going over, I guess.
Over 6 pounds, huh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, for you. I'm not going to even be close to that. So Team Oscar is eating a dick this week.
That's I feel okay, very Jeff, shameful take your right time. Now being mostly naked on our podcast.
I love it.
I feel like I was hired.
Yeah. Maybe he's starting too fast, Jeff. Think of it that way.
Exactly. Long game. It's well, a long so. Game.
And that's where I was concerned when I got on the scale. It's like, shit, I'm way, way down. It's like, this won't maintain. That's how, if you lose it too fast, you won't keep it.
All right. I'm going to weigh. You guys chat.
Okay. So that's impressive, though. You lost a pound a day, basically. That's the dream.
6.4. I know. I'm super jealous.
Yeah. Can you feel it?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the weight loss?
Yeah.
No, when I lose about 20 pounds, that's when cold? I really feel it.
Is it done working?
I don't know who he's talking to.
Oh, he's got it out there in the garage.
He's fully clothed.
Jeff looks more slender standing up in the side profile.
He does.
Where do you think he's at? He was 220.7.
220.7.
So
he looked good in the side profile. I'm excited. I think he's. I'm going to say 212.8.
I'm going to say 213. No, I'm going to say 215.
Okay.
216.
What, me?
Yeah.
No, 218. I've lost 2 pounds.
That's good, though. 2 pounds.
I was down 5 pounds 3 days ago, and then I ate a shit ton of
nutter butters. You're down 2.7 pounds. So basically yeah. 30.
Almost 3 pounds.
The reason, I don't know if you heard me laugh, when I first stepped on the scale, came up 187. I go, oh, my God.
That's not right.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. That can't be right.
That's Jeff, mathematically I believe you said impossible. That Nutty Bars were your favorite growing up, right?
Yes. They would have been my favorites if my poor-ass parents would have bought them. Now they're my favorites because I was not fortunate enough to have the Nutty Buddy as a child.
You're talking like about the chocolate bar, right? With the
wafers you can separate and turn them into four tiny slender candy bars.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm sending the right thing to your house.
If you, he's sending a crate.
You from son Amazon of a bitch!
Right now. There's an amazing deal on 16 boxes of these. I think that should be just enough to derail this whole thing.
Don't loot. Donate that money to a charity. It sounds like you're gonna win anyway. Don't send me a bunch of food to fatten my fat ass out.
I can have it there by October 30th.
As soon as I get the candy table, I'm gonna Costco up.
You know what? I'm writing that down right now. Candy table for Todd, so I don't forget this week.
Do it.
I'll bring it this week to work.
And maybe I'll add cookies.
Do a few passes. Make sure it's working right, Jeff, before you drop it off.
Oh, I will.
Jess, you know what else I need? It's one of those just little half fridges plugged in next to. I'll just replace my nightstand with that and keep chocolate milks in there.
Ice cold.
Muscle milk. Yeah. I don't know why I'm not losing weight. I've been pounding these muscle milks.
Drinking my milks.
Where's Todd? He died in bed.
His heart exploded.
You have the diet of just a little German fat kid.
Yeah, but as soon as you guys started talking about all this weight loss, I think it was the next day or a couple days after, I ended up doing Uber Eats for Grater's ice cream because I'm like, man, I want ice cream, but I do not want to leave the house.
So what'd
I
just ordered
4 pints. It was birthday cake,
which is so rich.
That's a good one, though.
I knew you'd love that one.
I wanted another one. I wish I would have got all birthday cake and not told Donnie.
Now they bring it in a thing that keeps it cold longer, so it doesn't.
She said it was in a cooler, but when she handed me, it was just in a bag. So maybe she took it out of said cooler before she brought it.
Okay.
So you got birthday cake. What else did you get?
Salted caramel.
Yep.
It was like double chocolate chip. So it was like chocolate with chocolate chips.
Oh, come on. It's a winner.
Oh my God. What was the other one?
So I had a $30 coupon for Uber Eats because I hadn't used them yet.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh, I'm going to do this Uber Eats. And I go on and they're like, yeah, there's no restaurants currently available. Like there's no drivers driving right now. And I'm like, How in the fuck does Uber not have a driver that can bring me some goddamn food? Right, like it took me 2 days to use my $30 off coupon because it was always just unavailable drivers in your area.
Yeah. Was it the time of day, like they closed or something?
Yeah, it was 7 p.m. on a Saturday. Like it was, they should have, but
so less. Go ahead.
It was Buckeye Blitz.
Oh,
which
did it have Buckeyes, chunks of Buckeyes in it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You like Buckeyes, Oskay?
The peanut butter
ones dipped in chocolate.
Oh, yeah, those things? I thought you meant like actual. I'm like, aren't those too hard for your teeth?
It's almost like a peanut butter cookie dough. Like,
dude, my grandma used to make those.
Come on. You
know I love the Buckeyes.
You know what's weird? I ordered DoorDash last night and I was editing the podcast. So I ordered it and I ordered Thai food from Thai Gardens and it's 35 to 40 minutes. I'm just getting chicken tikka marsala. That's like my favorite, right? So I'm like, all right, boom, 35, 40 minutes, I'll be done right about the time they get here. And I shit you not, like in 4 minutes, the guy's here. And I'm not even exaggerating. I'm like, he says, it's at your doorstep. And I was like, what the? I mean, it's like, did I lose track of time? And I looked, and I think actually like 7 minutes I clicked off. I think it takes me 7 minutes to drive there from my house. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Wow.
So I don't know if they were just like, the order came in and they were like, oh, somebody canceled this one. And also the guy's here.
The guy's here.
Yeah. Yeah. So just run as fast as you can. And
yeah.
I don't know. Like it's never happened before.
Dude, my old neighborhood, there was a Chinese place that was so quick that we joked that it was just a guy driving around in his car with a rice steamer. Like plugged into his fucking like lighter and like a wok just in the passenger seat.
I didn't even.
Yeah, I swear you would hang up the phone and all of a sudden it'd be like, and you're like, no fucking way, dude. That's impossible. And he always had like
Lane delivery.
Two orange drinks in there for you. Like, and I didn't even order an orange drink, but they always threw an orange drink.
Oh, I'm sorry, I asked for fortune cookies. Thing that they do. Check your back pocket. And you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Dude, it was so quick. You're like, what are you just like you wonder if he just has a glove box full of soy sauce packets and fucking dude, it was so quick. It was almost like, is this safe to consume? Like, did you cook it to the proper temperature?
That's no, I'm gonna wear my trunk all day. Yeah.
You know what? If I started to order an East Side Chinese, I would lose a ton of weight because I always have the shits after I eat that stuff. Like within 20 minutes. Like, oh, I'm done eating. I better take a walk. Oh, wait, I need to wait 20 minutes before I take my walk or I'm going to be walking back home really quick.
Oh, so speaking of some little helpers, which I have issues not going, apparently fish oil, definitely helpful. I'm still not taking as much fish oil as I'm supposed to. Mm-hmm. And I don't eat fish, so I don't get the omega-3 and whatnot.
Right.
But I think you're supposed to take maybe 6 a day, 2 fish oil pills 3 times a day, slip that into the diet. I bet that might help clean out a little.
It does.
Okay. Austin, I took it. Not you, Jeff. Don't do it.
I took the hell out of it and it cleans you out.
It's crazy.
I need I need to just get a jar of fish oil pills and shove it up my ass to stop the nonstop diarrhea. Is that disgusting?
Well, I didn't say diarrhea. I mean, just more cheese.
Get stuff moving. All right. Well, this has been a fun one. Congratulations on both Jeff and Austin for losing the amount of weight they did. Impressive feats by each one. Hopefully you that are playing along.
Well, now I know I got to kick it up. Yeah. Like now I see the bar has been set.
Yeah.
And now I see that this isn't some bullshit thing we're doing. Austin's really trying to beat me and therefore I can't.
What is going hard? She's got a body mass. It's all index reader.
I ordered this thing off Amazon to pinch the fat the old school way because I'm like, I'll get in on this a little bit, which is just kind of scary.
Oh my God. Bring that to work tomorrow and let's pinch my fat.
Yeah.
I've already pinched things of Donnie's though, so it's kind
of ooh. Ooh. Like, then don't touch my body with that.
Checking Donnie's fatness. I was like, what's your body fat here? Oh, so stupid. 100% love. That's what it was. So but no, seriously, I need your inches around your belly though too.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay.
I won't make you do that now because that can be weird. But ship yeah, those I'll over to me. Because to right now, my
tape measure thing.
Austin's down 6.4. Jeff's down 2.7. But what do the inches say?
Ooh, dude, I'm impressed, point. Austin.
Yeah, that's man, that's a lot.
With you, not me.
We'll see. I bet I'm going to come to a crawl now, though. That's how all weight loss goes. There's that shock amount, and then it's...
The plateau.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest. Like, a few days ago, I texted you guys. I'm like, I'm down 5 pounds. And then I was like, dude, this shit's a breeze. And so I'll have another Nutter Butter. Yep. Like, fuck. Like,
oh,
this is
going... ice cream cake.
All I had to do was say, I'm losing weight, and I just started losing weight. This is fucking awesome. And don't then, no, too. No. I learned my lesson. So now I'm back on it. Team Oskay, I appreciate you guys and the gals supporting me.
Yeah, let's go.
It's Team Jeff. The official rules.
Team Jeff, hashtag Team Jeff, hashtag Team Austin.
And hashtag Team Austin.
Well, I hashtag whatever I want. I'm a grown adult.
thanks for
Team Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for playing along. Those of you, you're doing great. Stay active on social media. Let's have fun with it. Let's make some money for a good cause. And let's trim these two fatties down a little bit while we're at it. That's what I say.
Yeah, and who doesn't see me in an Amish beard?
Well, until next week, I can't wait to see where it goes from here. I'm sure it's going to be impressive. Make sure you keep rating and reviewing. We appreciate the hell out of that. And I want to announce a show if you live near Anderson, Indiana, and you want to come see me do comedy. I will be there November 14th on a Saturday in the ballroom at the Paramount Theater. Not the big room, because I'm not like that, the little room. But it should be fun. So get tickets A-town. At ToddComedy.com. All right, we're out.